Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. We are coming to you today, as usual, most days, with our edification audio, Sister Amen. Did you have a joyous day in the Lord today?
I did. It's always a joy to serve the Lord, actually, no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had a really busy weekend of preaching, and today was pretty much, we worked online and got a bunch of our preaches up, and
Still have one more to do.
Yeah, we actually gathered online, too. We did Lord's Supper. We did some teachings with the brethren. But, yeah, we got a lot of stuff posted online.
It was a busy mental day and some physical.
It was beautiful. We got to sit outside.
Yeah, that was nice. There was a big, what was that, a stork?
Yeah, stork.
Big stork, couple feet tall, or at least, I don't know how tall it was.
There's a video of him.
Neat.
Yeah, he hangs out by the McDonald's. I think if somebody feeds him fries or something.
We were sitting outside
using their Wi-Fi, and so we got some preaches uploaded, and I think we have them linked at the top of the edification page.
Light in a dark place.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, they're not. I got to get them up there yet.
Oh, okay.
Good thing you're reminding me.
Yeah, so you do those. But what's on your mind today, Sister Alma? We had a beautiful day, and we're thankful for this day, but what's on your mind?
I was thinking about how not growing weary in well-doing, doing what we're doing. We do it unto the Lord, but we're always saying you never know who's watching.
Yeah.
You never know who's watching, and I wanted to read this, and then maybe you wanted to share.
Yeah.
John 3, 1 and part of 2. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night.
Yeah.
And we've had people that, like, pass by in a group of people and one will sneak a gospel card, or maybe we get an email from somebody who had been with another group or whatever. Or we got an email from somebody who was watching from a distance.
Yeah, we got a second email. We got one not long ago like this, and I've been communicating with that man via email. And now another man said he saw us, and he emailed me his testimony, and he kind of been a believer for a long time, but he's backslidden, and I guess he was where he probably shouldn't have been, and he said seeing us out there boldly preaching the gospel encouraged him, and he thought he needed to get going in his faith. So he didn't stop to talk to us then, but he emailed me and reached out afterwards. So him and I are talking, and we may meet up.
Yeah, and there was, I forget who it was, somebody said, wonder why they wouldn't want to come up and talk to us there. So paint a picture. Here we are standing out in the midst of the world.
Yeah.
Everybody looking at us, maybe mocking, laughing, whatever it is. And anybody who comes up to talk to us, most of them don't really care, but maybe some, I don't know about this person.
Yeah.
But some people might be looking at it like either, one, I'm going to be held to what I know they're going to tell me and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it, or maybe people will look, and maybe my friends will get mad at me.
This person had
like
said
that
he didn't want to bother our preaching, so that could be a valid reason.
It wasn't this person at all. I was talking
could be a valid
to,
reason. Somebody could say, "I'm just going to email them. I got their website." So,
Maybe I just want to watch and see what they do. And so there's many different reasons why somebody might not approach.
But it's greatly encouraging to know that people are watching and people are encouraged. And street preaching does work to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. So we know that.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the word of God does what it does.
Amen. Doesn't go out void. Uh-uh. Doesn't return void.
It doesn't go out.
Yeah. Doesn't go out or return void.
Yeah, both of them, really.
Yeah.
I also thought it was interesting. A brother said, give me the question about faithful that you asked. What is it your...
When we did the Lord's Supper, I focused on how the Lord is faithful. And then I talked about how we're supposed to be faithful. And I asked something like, what's the hardest thing you found to be faithful at?
There you go. That's what it was.
What have you found to be the hardest to be faithful at?
Yeah, and a brother mentioned something. I hope I don't mess it up. Something about being faithful in receiving correction that he has been.
Yeah.
Found that hard because it was a lot of correction. And to be faithful in that and being thankful for it and pressing on and growing and maturing through
it.
So I thought that was a really good answer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That, right?
We always talk about the first 3, 4, 5 years of the Christian faith are the hardest because that's when you have the most change. After that, it's a lot of maintenance, correction, growing, maturity, but there's a lot of big changes in the beginning.
Yeah, and then fine-tuning.
Then fine-tuning, growing.
Always.
Maturing, getting better at what you do. But, yeah, a lot of the big changes all happen, mostly if you're really active in the first year, and then second, third, fourth year, more things. So, yeah.
Yeah, and as your life changes and you get exposed to different things, you end up having more that obviously you didn't know. So.
Amen.
Now, I just had another thought. I was reading through in Proverbs. I was looking for something, and I came across Proverbs 11. And as I read, I'm not going to read it all, but as I was reading through it, I was thinking about these people who go, oh, you're self-righteous. Oh, your righteousness is as filthy rags. They get that wrong.
Right.
But I was reading Proverbs 11. You know, there's 31 verses in it. And you know how many are about righteousness or the righteous? 12. Wow. Plus one that says upright.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the same.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, I was going to read just one of them, the end of it. Proverbs 11, 31. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner.
Yeah. Yeah, righteousness means a lot to the Lord. Christ is our perfect righteousness, but then he calls his people to righteousness, meaning what's right before God. I don't know how you can serve God and not desire. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
I don't know how you can be a child of God and not want to seek after righteousness.
Because he is.
Yeah.
So amen. If you don't want to seek after him, that's going to be your fruit. Him.
Well, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:9, goodness, truth, righteousness.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah. I was doing my, let's see, verse by verse. I finished the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse by verse. I think we did 14 through verse 20. That's up on the top of the edification page. And what struck me was, we were talking about it, the word white. In the book of Revelation. It's in other places, but I'm just going to read a bunch of scripture verses on white from the book of Revelation. Now, this word white is not what you think. It actually means light, luminous, bright. Not so much like the color white. It's kind of like if you look at the sun. Hope I don't mess this up. I'm not a science guy. If you look at the sun out of the corner of your eye, it might look golden. If you were to stare at the sun, what does it become? White.
Oh, yeah.
And all metal. I mentioned in my verse by verse that brass will turn white hot. Almost all metal, I guess, will turn white hot because it goes from a red and then it goes and it starts getting so hot. And they say, I don't know if how true this is, they say that it's more so what our eye picks up as the color spectrum than actually what the metal is. And they claim once metal gets so hot, it begins to send out different spectrum of lighting, and it almost our eyes just see all white. So it makes sense. The sun is 55,000 degrees, I think they said, something like that, or 5,500 degrees hot, something like that. And so when you look at it, it looks pure white. And so I had mentioned how brass Revelation 1, it talked about Christ's feet were like brass, and how if you heat up brass, it'll get white hot metal is when it's super hot. But I thought I would read some verses from the book of Revelation on white, and this is talking about light, bright, pure. That's what our God is. And these verses kind of correlate with that. Revelation 1:14, his head and his hairs were white like wool and white as snow. Can you get any whiter than snow? I don't think so. Revelation 2:17, and I will give to them to eat the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name, which no man knoweth, saying them that receive it. We love that verse. That's why we all took new names, because we're going to get new names one day. Revelation 3:4, thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So we'll be in bright, light, luminous garments, robes, clothing. That's pretty awesome to think about. Revelation 3:5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Bright light. I like that. Revelation 3:18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold and tried in fire, that thou mightst be rich, and white raiment, and that thou might be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Revelation 4:4, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon those seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and on their heads were crowns of gold. Revelation 6:2, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him, and a bow, and a crown was given to him, and him that went forth conquering and to conquer. Revelation 6:11, and white robes were given unto every one of them, as is said unto them, that they should rest for a little season until their fellow servers, also their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Revelation 7:9, and I beheld a great multitude, which no man could number, all nations, kindred, tongues, people, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Revelation 7:13. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, what thou, which they are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Whence came they? There's your King James English. And 7:14. And he said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, they are they which have come out of the great tribulation, have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You make yourself white in the blood of the Lamb. That's like Isaiah 1:18. Though your sin be as crimson red, he'll make you white.
Yeah.
Revelation 14:14. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud sat one like unto the Son of Man. Mm. Revelation 15:6. And the angels came out of the temple, having seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen. A lot of purity going on here. Revelation 19:8. And to her was granted that she should sit, be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
You just said a lot of linen going on, or white? Which one did you say, linen?
Yeah, what, a lot of white and linen, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine linen, clean and white.
And robes.
And robes.
So clothing doesn't mean anything?
Oh, yeah. It's all over Scripture.
Yeah.
Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and the righteous, and in righteousness does he judge and make war.
I like that.
Revelation 19:14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. The Bible talks about us not having our garments stained and keeping ourselves spotless. There's a lot of purity going on that nobody in the churchianity world seems to care about, but the Bible sure seems to care about that, doesn't it?
Oh, I know.
And then last verse, Revelation 20:11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from his face on the earth, and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. White.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty awesome. That word appears a lot, and it's going to keep coming up in our verse-by-verse study.
Yeah.
And I think if you really focus on what God's word has to say, radiant, white, bright light, shining, brilliant, clear, transparent, magnificent. There's different meanings to the word white. It's like, I mean, the word is like a shining.
Yeah, it's like a portion of who God is.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just looking up some of the meanings of the word white. I think they all pretty much are similar.
Yeah, but sure they are. It's pretty amazing to think about.
Yeah,
that.
White, brilliant, white, brilliant, bright, whiteness, dazzling, garments of angels and exalted splendor of the heavenly state, shining or white garments worn on festive occasions, white garments, the sign of innocence and purity of the soul. That's how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live with a purity about us. I know that we've all sinned, but Christ has cleansed us, and now we live in a different manner. It's so sad to see the people that claim Christ and they've perverted his word to make it mean that we don't have to care about purity and holiness, and we don't care about that. So I thought it'd be interesting to read those verses on white. Ponder that in your life. Are you seeking the light of God and purity and whiteness? And is that a desire? Because that's going to be the future of God's people. Yes. If it ain't your present, I don't think it's going to be your future.
Uh-uh.
I think you're going to go away to weeping and gnashing of teeth.
It's going to be the opposite of whiteness.
Yeah, amen.
It's going to be blackness.
Amen, amen.
That's opposite, not going to be good. We don't want that.
Anything else today, Sister Amen?
I have an ending scripture.
Nice. You finish off with scripture for us.
How about one in Daniel?
I like Daniel.
Daniel 12:1-3. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So I was looking at the righteousness. Hey, I wasn't even looking at that. And then talking about the brightness of the firmament, kind of like with the white, what you were talking about. Yeah.
Our God is all about light. He is a consuming fire, Hebrews says. I read that in our verse-by-verse study. So that needs to be a focus of our life if we're born of His Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. I guess we're going to leave right there. Tomorrow, I'm supposed to maybe have a meeting with a man that we met out street preaching. We'll see how that goes, if we're able to make that work. And then I think tomorrow we're going to be focusing some time on planning our next trip, where we're headed, what events we're going to, what area we're going to. And then also we got some more online work to do. And always things to do.
It's like a marathon. I just said to you, the older we get, it seems like the more we get to do. But well, to whom much is given, much would be required.
We're in a race, and it isn't a sprint. And it isn't an idle sluggery race.
Oh,
it's a marathon.
Oh, you
and in order to finish a marathon, you got to have a steady pace.
Oh, yeah. And we've seen, we've witnessed at marathons, you got to keep up a really good pace.
You got to keep going.
You got to keep going at a good pace.
Yeah, you can't go too fast and burn yourself out. You can't go slow to where you're idle. You got to find a pace that works and keep at it every day.
Push it.
Be diligent and be faithful every day.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what I want to
And so we'll leave you with that. Make sure that you're seeking the light of Christ, because He is the life and He is the light.
And we can have that through His righteousness.
Amen. All right, till next time. We love you all. Go forth. Shine as bright lights, and may God be praised.